This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, youngest in charge movement, Linnell Willingham, here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan, and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. Relatively quiet night around the Beltway. We got a lot to get to here in the next 3.5 hours. Wizards off and officially into the All-Star break. They fell to Indiana last night at home. If you were listening on The Fan last night to myself, we gave you the best version of legal play-by-play that I could. Awesome finish as the Wiz Kids ultimately fell in overtime. We got to see the return of Alex Saar. Our pal Jordan Poole going over 40 for the second time in the past 4 games. Just an impressive effort in the loss for the Wizards. And I was talking to somebody earlier. You go back and look at the last 6 or 7 games for Brian Keefe's group. And like I always say here on OT, I am as critical as anybody in the market when it comes to talking about the Washington Wizards. As much as I love the Commanders, as much as I get passionate and revved up about Washington football, hoops is what kind of stirs the drink for your boy. Love watching the NBA, huge fan of the Wizards. And look, we all know what this season was supposed to be. Not trying to win a lot of games. You're really invested in what happens coming up in June in the NBA draft lottery. And I think as we get into the second half of this season and you start to see this group continue to make strides, Keyshawn George playing a lot better, Bob Carrington giving you a lot more, Kyle Kuzma being out of Washington, I don't mean to make it all about Kyle, but not having Kyle here has really opened things up offensively for a lot of the young Wizards, and they're taking advantage of it, man. It's been really exciting to watch since the trade deadline. Bob Carrington, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists on 56% shooting, 52% from the three-point line, 100% from the charity stripe. Keyshawn George, and if you watched last night, Keyshawn George and the effort he's giving you on defense is why this young man's in the starting lineup, and I hope he remains in the starting lineup for the remainder of the season. Since the deadline for him, 14 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, 45% shooting from the field, 50% shooting from beyond the arc, and then 75% shooting from the free throw line. I don't want to bore you with numbers. Bottom line is this. The Wizards playing a lot better ball over their last 7. Ironically enough, first game post-All-Star break at Capital One Arena, they play host to guess who? Kyle Kuzma and the Milwaukee Bucks. If I'm not on overtime with you all that night, I will be in attendance. I would pay to hear the raining boos that are going to come down from the rafters as Kyle Kuzma gets introduced in the starting lineup. We will continue to talk all things Wizards as we get into the 9 o'clock hour. Our pal Bijan Todd
of the Monumental Sports Network, going to join us to get us up to speed with the latest on the D.C. family, including Bijan's thoughts on what happens with Marcus Smart and Chris Middleton post-trade deadline, how they factor in to the growth and development of this young Wizards team. All that and more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Keeping it on hoops for just a second. And it's ironic. We got our young pup, Ben Strober, in-house tonight, producing the show for us. The 25th-ranked Terps on the road tonight against Nebraska. Terps beat Nebraska 2 weeks ago by three at home. We'll see if star-studded freshman Derek Queen can continue hooping the way that he's been hooping. I'll say this about DQ. I was disappointed when the Terps lost to Ohio State last week. Derek Queen not very clutch down the stretch in terms of missed free throws and things of that nature. But boy, did he put all of that behind him on Sunday with a bunch of NBA scouts in attendance, with two projected top five picks on the other side of the court in Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. In the win against Rutgers on Sunday, DQ going Kanye crazy. 29 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists in Maryland's win over Rutgers in their last outing. Makes him the first Big Ten player with at least 25 points, 15 boards, and 5 assists in a game since 2008 when Michigan's Manny Harris put up a similar stat line. He's also the first Division I freshman with a game like that of 25, 15, and 5 over the past 20 years. So I say all that to say this. Derek Queen and the Maryland Terrapins are for real. We're creeping up on conference tournament time here. And as we get ready for March Madness and the stakes get ratcheted up a hell of a lot, I like this young Terps team. I don't know if I can call them a young Terps team. That was kind of irresponsible of me to say. I like this Terps team, though. Shooting the ball well from the perimeter. We all know Kevin Willard-led teams are going to compete their ass off on the defensive end. I'm excited, though, man. I'm excited to watch this group continue to get better as we get into the stretch run of the season. As I mentioned, though, they're in action tonight on the road against Nebraska, 8:30 tip-off, which you can hear over on our sister station, the Team 980. Big-time week, I would guess, coming up for Maryland. After they play Nebraska tonight, it's Iowa, it's USC, and then 2 weeks from tonight, number 11 Michigan State comes to town, and boy, I cannot wait for that. So we'll see and keep you up to speed, actually, on the Terps as they are in action coming up here tonight. If you got the chance to join us last night on OT, I played part one of my conversation with former Redskins tight end Logan Paulson as we continue to look ahead at this pivotal Washington Commanders offseason. I'm going to say it over and over and over and over and over and over again. This is the most pivotal offseason of the rebuild for the Washington Commanders. I know people are going to say, well, what? Last year was the most pivotal. You selected the quarterback. Fine and dandy. Now that you've got the quarterback, now that you've gotten a little taste of success, how are you going to capitalize on that? How are you going to follow that up? And I was listening to the fellas earlier today talking about G&D. Happy to hear Grant back in the saddle. And the fellas were talking about the idea of Washington not being aggressive in free agency. And on first blush, I think some people may say, what the hell are you talking about? Maybe they're not going to be aggressive, right? Third most cap space in the National Football League, a litany of holes throughout the roster, and the hunger of coming up 60 minutes short from punching your ticket to the biggest game in all of professional sports, talking about the Super Bowl. They're going to be aggressive. But maybe their version of aggression looks a little bit different. I think they will be aggressive from a transaction standpoint, but notice I'm painting with a broad brush, so to speak. Right? Because when I say transactions, we all know that transactions in the National Football League come in all shapes and sizes. Washington has 29 unrestricted free agents that they've got to make a decision on. So for as much cap space as we're talking about the Commanders having, In reality, and I got to give credit to G&D for this because they got my thought process moving a wee bit different here. As much cap space as it seems like Washington's going to have at first blush, in reality, once you make a couple of key decisions on your own guys, how much cap space do you actually have to work with? That's what's going to be interesting coming up here. Part two of my conversation with Logan Paulson, we'll play that for you in the 8 o'clock hour. I got to sit down with Logan for about 45 minutes to an hour yesterday, and we broke this up into three different parts for you. We'll play part two for you tonight. We'll play part three for you coming up tomorrow night. But just getting the chance to pick his brain, somebody who I consider, you know, the X's and O's guru here in this market when it comes to this football team, former tight end. And when you think about the way Logan Paulson's career went, hardworking as they come, when you're a, you know, fringe guy and in danger of getting cut every summer, you bust your ass the way Logan Paulson does. You make a career for yourself, and now you come back home and do media and be great at it. His opinion, though, the reason I love having him on, his opinion hits a little bit different, man. And the one thing I give Logan credit for, and it's tough because Logan is an employee of the Commanders. Despite Logan being an employee of the Commanders, he doesn't, you know, parse words when it comes to his evaluation of this group. Logan ain't scared that in an interview with Linnell, his key card's not going to work the next day. Because I'm asking him the tough questions, as always, people. But love talking to him. And one thing that we got into, and we talked about this a little bit last night, as we look at this offseason for Washington, we know they've got a litany of different holes. What should be the Commanders' top priority entering free agency, as that is what is first on the offseason calendar? We went through this last night a little bit. And here's my rule of thumb and the way that I think NFL teams traditionally move. I think in the NFL, most general managers and talent evaluators, roster builders that you talk to will tell you, in free agency, you go out and you address needs. You fill key needs in free agency, and you do your damnedest to make sure you can fill the 90-man roster coming up in July. Like, that is what free agency is for. It's for filling your key needs and your holes. The draft, on the other hand, ideally, if you set yourself up properly, like Washington has, the draft is used to fill holes, yes, but I'm a big believer in best player available. But unfortunately for Washington, and I guess unfortunately maybe is the wrong word, BPA for this team come the draft may look different, right? And bear with me here for a second. They're going to address needs in free agency. And in the draft, in the back of their mind, whatever holes they couldn't fill in free agency, in the back of their mind, they're going to be thinking about that come the draft. But I don't know if this front office is going to go best player available. Because you look at the track record from last year, did Washington necessarily go best player available, or did they try to fill needs? I think you can make the argument their best player available selection, the one that jumps out as a BPA pick, was Johnny Newton, because you got two defensive tackles already on the roster. So we'll see what the thought process is for this group as they get geared up for free agency. We touched on it a lot last night, though, in terms of what their top priority should be entering free agency. I was very bold in telling you, hey, to me, there are three things I'm looking at in particular, four things rather, in free agency. I'm trying to find value at wide receiver. I'm trying to add depth and maybe add a outside starter at the cornerback spot. We went through names like DJ Reed, Charvarius Ward, Byron Murphy Jr. That to me is an area you for sure hit in free agency. When it comes to handing out premium contracts, corner is one of those positions I do it at. And then the other thing I'm looking at in free agency is help in the trenches. If you watch the Super Bowl, and based off of the commentary we had Monday about that whack-ass halftime show, all of you all watch the Super Bowl, as you should. But if you watch the big game, Philadelphia won that ball game not because they've got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith at wide receiver. They didn't win that football game because of Cooper DeJean at corner and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson at safety. They won that football game because in the trenches, Jeff Stoutland's group on offense, that Eagles offensive line, whipped ass. And then defensively, Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Jalen Carter and company, they had the Chiefs offensive line in what I like to call football hell. They had to make business decisions, snap in, snap out. I can only imagine being an offensive lineman, getting whipped like that, and then having to come back out onto the field. But I say all that to say this. Washington's got to beef up the trenches in the draft and in free agency. And free agency is where it gets tricky. Because I continue to believe if you are an offensive lineman that has any sort of value and is sort of like a flawless prospect, so to speak, you're not going to hit free agency. That's just normally not the way that it goes. You're not going to hit free agency. Same thing for edge rushers. Same thing for defensive tackle. So I feel like in terms of how Washington spends in the trenches in free agency, you are more so looking at your rotational fringe type of guys on the offensive line and the defensive line. I know a couple of names that we brought up last night that really intrigued me, right? Josh Sweat. If Philadelphia ends up not franchise tagging him, I fully expect that to be the case. I looked at a guy like Khalil Mack as potentially someone you bring in here. Oso Digizua, former Cowboy, someone that this staff has a ton of familiarity with. Plucking from your division rival in Philadelphia, bringing a cat in like Milton Williams. By the way, Milton Williams today during locker cleanout for the Eagles was wearing a Clutch Sports hoodie. Wink, wink. You know what that means? He gonna get paid. Because if you sign to Clutch Sports, death, taxes, and Clutch Sport clients getting the bizag. Argue with somebody you love, not me. But those are a couple of names I talked about in terms of those fringe guys that you probably won't have to break the bank for. So as we continue to move throughout the offseason, we'll revisit some of these conversations. Yesterday it was surrounded by, what is the top priority entering free agency? As we begin to move throughout the offseason calendar, I think as a fan base, you all are smarter than people give you credit for. When I say people, I mean me. As a fan base, I think we have been smart enough to identify the needs of this football team. What I think has to be the priority now, for me at least, moving forward, is one thing to know that you got a bunch of needs. Great. How are you going to fill those needs? That, to me, is what's important. How does Washington go about filling their most pressing needs? I go back to the slogan I coined last summer. We're at the mercy of the evaluator. Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, and the powers that be, the decisions they make are not going to please everyone. The decisions they go with are not going to be for everybody. But remember where we were last year. You were able to land the most highly sought-after talent evaluator on the market, talking about Adam Peters. You know what it's time to do now? Sit back, crack a brewski, and watch them work. Like, that's what's exciting about this. Watch these guys work. And like I said, I tried to, preface all these things by saying, hey, you're not going to agree with everything, but I think we all have an understanding of the trust that we should have in this front office. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Jam-packed Thursday night edition of Overtime coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Part two of my sit-down with former Redskins tight end Logan Paulson is going to come your way. We'll talk a little Wizards in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll take our first time out. When we come back, ESPN NFL insider Ben Solak projected a certain big money wide receiver to the Washington Commanders. I'll give you my thoughts on that, plus reveal who he is next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just getting rolling here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. It's the youngest in Charles and O'Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. A lot to get to as it's one of those nights around the Beltway. Maryland basketball coming your way at 8:30. You can hear that over on our sister station, the Team 980. If you missed the opening salvo of the show, I'm excited to see how Derek Queen bounces back and follows up his game from Sunday afternoon where he put Rutgers in what I like to call basketball hell. 29 points, 15 boards, 5 helpers for the star-studded freshman. How does he continue to play during this stretch run of the season? Is Maryland getting geared up for tournament time, man? The month of March, slowly but surely, creeping up on us. We'll keep you up to speed with the latest on the Terps as the show rolls on here tonight. I mentioned we'll play part two of my sit-down conversation with former Redskins tight end Logan Paulson. We touched on any and everything regarding this Washington Commanders offseason, one that I'm dubbing the most pivotal offseason of the rebuild. And as we continue to move throughout this offseason, my favorite thing about the offseason is all of the different insiders from said outlet, your ESPNs, your NFL networks, your 33rd team, The Athletic, the conversations that those insiders get to have with folks around the league, to me, is super important, and it gives you insight and kind of a precursor as to how the offseason ultimately is going to go. And I think as we sit here and look at Washington's offseason, I think it's very clear how things are going to go. Or maybe not. I continue to feel like they showed you at the trade deadline what type of group they are. They are going to continue to be aggressive. They identified a need in corner at Marshawn Lattimore, and what do they go do immediately? They go trade for. That, to me, is how this front office is going to move this offseason. They have clear needs. I think they're going to be aggressive in trying to address them. The big question for me is just how aggressive they're going to be. Because like I said at the top of the show, aggression comes in all shapes and sizes when it comes to the NFL offseason. They've got 29 unrestricted free agents of their own that they're going to have to make key pivotal decisions on. And as we get closer to the start of free agency, I think it's appropriate to have those conversations of, hey, who should be a priority in terms of who we bring back? We touched on that a fair amount yesterday, and we got to ask Logan Paulson his thoughts. He brought up, in terms of his priority free agent that he needed to bring back, he brought up John Bates at tight end. And to me, that was the free agent that he said he'd be heartbroken if Washington had to part ways with. The guy that he said he needed to bring back, and I got to say that I agree with him, is Bobby Wagner. And I think we both agreed on that. I look at someone in Wagner that played 98% of the snaps and wore the green dot for this defense. It's very hard in one offseason to divvy up that responsibility throughout your roster. And I know a lot of folks continue to point at Jordan McGee, the rookie linebacker out of Temple, as someone who can fill that void at linebacker if Washington is to lose Bobby Wagner. Just from conversations I've heard from folks, Jordan McGee is raw. And how raw is he is, to me, the question. If you remember their week 17 game at home against Atlanta, where they obviously won in overtime, Jordan McGee, their first play of the game, they come out 4-3 base defense. Your third linebacker is Jordan McGee. So there is, within that building, I think, a belief in Jordan McGee. The question is, can he stay healthy and can he grow and understand the defense to the point where he's able to wear the green dot? And that, to me, is what it is about if you're going to end up parting ways with Bobby Wagner. Wagner, one of 29 unrestricted free agents on this Washington Commanders roster. The other spot where there are a couple of interesting UFAs is wide receiver. Noah Brown, De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, Jamison Crowder. I mentioned Jamison Crowder just to be respectful to the process. I don't anticipate them bringing back Jamison Crowder, but De'Ami Brown is a real possibility. Noah Brown is a real possibility if they don't want to spend big at the position. Well, there's someone via ESPN, our pal Ben Solak, ESPN insider, that feels Washington will be big spenders in free agency at the wide receiver position. Ben Solak listed his biggest prediction for the offseason for the Commanders, and that prediction was Washington outbidding the competition to acquire wide receiver T. Higgins. And the number that you continue to hear when it comes to T. Higgins is $33 million per. And the more I say it out loud, the more I have time to get into deep thought about it, I would have major, major reservations about paying T. Higgins $30 million annually. Like, I would have major reservations about doing it. And to me, with T. Higgins and whoever they choose to go after a wide receiver, don't forget the fact that you have Terry McLaurin. And I know people are going to roll their eyes and say, what do you mean? They're going to forget that they have Terry McLaurin. Seriously, when you go into free agency, when you enter the draft, do not forget that you have Terry McLaurin. Career year for Scary Terry last year. 82 catches, 13 touchdowns, and a guy that clearly proved himself as a bona fide number one wide receiver. So because you have Terry McLaurin, I look at the Commanders and go, man, T. Higgins, because you have Terry, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Money, to me, is the first thing, right? Everyone looks at the cap space that Washington has this year, and it's somewhere north of $70 million. But as I continue to bring up, they've got 29 unrestricted free agents. So by the time free agency opens up on March the 12th, there is a real possibility that they don't have the third most cap space in the National Football League. There is some money that's going to be divvied out to their own guys. Jeremy Chinn, to me, is someone that more times than not, more likely than not, is going to be brought back. We went through the numbers yesterday via SpotTrack's contract projection, and they project him getting somewhere between $6.5 and $7 million annually. And if that's the cost, I'm all for it. I tweeted this out a couple of months ago, and I think it got lost in the toxic ether that is Commanders Twitter. I'm not going to get into a bidding war for really any of my unrestricted free agents that I have on this roster. But if I was going to get into a bidding war for a guy, it may be Jeremy Chinn. When you think about Bobby Wagner played 98% of the snaps, right? We continue to say that until the cows come home. Jeremy Chinn also played 98% of the snaps. So trying to replace that level of production, trying to replace a guy that gave you that many snaps, that many reps, is a tough thing to do. It is. And I look at the age of Jeremy Chinn, and then I look at the saturated safety market and go, more times than not, you could probably get him back on a pretty favorable deal. But when you look at this thing big picture, outside of Jeremy Chinn, Wagner, Ertz, I don't know how many guys you're running to and saying, hey, I got to bring this guy back. So the money is going to be hit or miss in terms of how much they actually have when it's time to sign guys. I don't know if they'll have the third most cap space. Even if they do, the point is, to me, I don't think you necessarily need to go pay T. Higgins $30-plus million. I look at the other elite quarterbacks in the National Football League, and Jaden Daniels is a part of that conversation now. Your Josh Allens, your Pat Mahomes, your Lamar Jacksons, your Joe Burrows. And Joe was kind of an exception to this, and you kind of see why we're talking about T. Higgins being available here. Joe is the exception to this, 110%. And the exception to the rule of, hey, I feel like if you have one of those one percenters at the quarterback position, you don't necessarily need top-end talent at the wide receiver spot. And I think with already having Terry McLaurin, going out and spending more big-time capital at wide receiver just isn't smart spending. It's the best way that I can put it. It is not smart spending. And when you add the context of the free agent group that exists right now at wide receiver, I think it makes the conversation that much more interesting. If we've got it ready, ESPN Cincinnati reporter Ben Baby I had this to say to our John Keim in terms of if T. Higgins has played his last down in Cincinnati.
Are you anticipating that he is gone from Cincinnati? Or is it too early to say that?
I think it is too early to say. I think that we've seen the odds shift a little bit in Cincinnati's favor. I think it's going to come down to what the market's going to bear. What's an interesting X factor now is Cooper Kupp entering the market. Right. You know, I think that's going to be an X factor we weren't really anticipating is now, you know, what will a team that may be willing to go out and bid for T in free agency, maybe they can get Cooper Kupp at a renegotiated rate if he's willing to redo his deal, if they're going to make that, if that's going to be a lower price point for a team. If you've got a quarterback on a rookie deal, obviously paying a receiver not going to be the biggest thing in the world, right, because you have the benefit of a quarterback on that rookie contract. So a lot of factors that could still play out. So I think we probably need to wait and see what happens in the market over these next few weeks. But, you know, for how adamant Joe Burrow has been about keeping T. Higgins inside the building, I think if you're the Bengals, there's a lot of long-term ramifications if you don't end up, you know, acquiescing to what Burrow wants and really support him in the best way possible. So definitely a lot of factors that are going to go into whether or not T. Higgins will be in stripes next season.
So that's ESPN's Ben Baby. He joined the John Keim Report a couple of days ago. And after hearing Ben talk about T. Higgins and whether or not he's going to return, just by the tone of Ben Baby, I have to believe Cincy is going to do everything in their power to keep T. Higgins in-house. Now, T. Higgins has been vocal saying, hey, there's no hometown discount coming from me, and good for him. But Joe Burrow has also been adamant saying, hey, look, I'll take a pay cut. I'll restructure my deal if that means keeping T. Higgins in-house. We'll see ultimately how it happens, but I think the bigger question is this, and we'll ask you this at 1-800-636-1067. How should Washington ultimately address wide receiver? I said at the top of the show, we're a smart fan base, right? We've gone out and identified the needs of this football team. How you fill them is the interesting part. 1-800-636-1067. How should the Washington Commanders go out and address wide receiver? Is it paying T. Higgins $30 million annually, or is it going bargain bin shopping? We'll take your calls on that, plus the DMV's favorite segment returns. Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six wide receiver targets for the Commanders. I'll bring you that next as well. The number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. It's Youngest of Charles and L. Willingham riding with you till 10 o'clock here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. A lot to get to as we continue to go through a all-important Washington Commanders offseason. And I gave the listening audience credit at the top of the show, and I almost threw up here in studio doing it. You all are smarter than your calls are, is what I would say. You all are a lot smarter than your tweets read. Some of you are just dumb as hell. But I think as a fan base, we have done a really good job identifying the needs of this football team. I think the next step, the 200 level to this course, so to speak, is about how you identify, or excuse me, how you fill the needs of the Washington Commanders. And I think it's easier said than done. That's why I continue to say, hey, look, super pivotal offseason, but understand one thing. What AP says goes. What AP says goes. 100%. We're at the mercy of the evaluator. As we should be. We earned the right to be in this spot. And the big hot-button topic right now amongst fans, and we're asking you this at 1-800-636-1067, we've identified wide receiver as a need. You need someone opposite of Terry McLaurin that can win and beat man-to-man coverage on a consistent basis. T. Higgins of the Cincinnati Bengals is going to be an unrestricted free agent. I have already come out and said, hey, look, for money reasons, T. Higgins is not somebody that interests me. When you already have a wide receiver of the caliber of Terry McLaurin, adding a T. Higgins to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense because of who you have under center at the quarterback position. When you go through the four horsemen, as I like to call them, in the National Football League, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Burrow is the exception. Neither of those teams have two bona fide studs at wide receiver. Hell, three of those teams don't even have a true number one wide receiver. When you look at Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City, those three teams don't even have a number one wide receiver. So Washington's already ahead of the game. And I get the folks that are going to say, oh, well, Jaden is on the rookie contract. So maximize, you know, the talent around him. And I get that thought process. I understand it completely. But just from a team-building standpoint, to have that percentage of your cap tied up at one position and that position being wide receiver doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I go back to what I said to start the show. Look at the Super Bowl. Why was the Super Bowl won? Not because Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, not because of Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, but it was won because of the biggins in the trenches that impact the football game. See, it is a luxury to be able to have two number one wide receivers. It's not a necessity. It's a luxury. And when you consider who Washington has under center at quarterback, the need, to me, changes a hell of a lot. See, the analogy I used yesterday, and Adam Peters is going to tell us sooner rather than later here by his actions, are you shopping at Neiman Marcus or are you going to Fashion Nova Men's? There's levels in terms of how you shop in free agency at the wide receiver position and in other positions as well. To me, when it comes to wide receiver, I don't have to get Frosted Flakes. I can get sugared corn flakes. You get what you pick up what I'm putting down? I don't have to get Mountain Dew. I can get Mountain Star or whatever the hell the bootleg name is. Because you have that guy at quarterback, the necessity for two bona fide studs at receiver, to me, is not there. But what say you? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. How would you address wide receiver? We've all identified wideout as a key need for this team. How do you address it? Rod is in Lando. What's up, Rod?
Hey, what's up, man? You know, man, I hear you, man. And I've been going back and forth with this thing, man. The quarterbacks you named, Lamar, Josh Allen.
Burrow. Patrick. Mahomes. Before Horseman.
Right. But see, the thing is, none of them got Philadelphia in their division. None of them got. I mean, Dallas, they're pretty good against us when we played, too. I mean, their defense, we struggled against, you know, them as well. So I say that to say, the only thing about T. Higgins that jump in my mind when I think about him sometimes, seems like he'd be injured sometimes. I'm not sure, but it seemed like, you know, he'd be injured quite a bit. But other than that, I mean, I would love to have a T. Higgins, man.
I think we all would. I would love a pair of red bottoms. You got red bottom money?
well, we have the money now. The thing is, do we want to spend the money now because we got other needs on this team. Now, I was just still kind of look at it, man. That Terry McLaurin is a dog, but there were games where that Eagles cornerback was, man, he had Terry McLaurin. There was a couple games where Terry McLaurin had one, two catches.
Yes.
I think they should go after like a T. Higgins. I really do.
So you want Shabbat Nemus. So you want Shabbat Nemus.
Yeah, I want Shabbat Nemus.
You want Shabbat Nemus.
Hey, think about it, man. Just think about it, man. You got Terry on one side, mm-hmm. this guy on the other side, and his size, man. Our quarterback, man, he throws such a good deep ball, man. And his size at 6'3", 6'4", you know, the way Philly kind of use their wide receiver A.J. Brown, you know, Daniels would be able to use him in that same way.
Sure,
Man, I don't know, man. I would go after it, man. I would. And just,
that's interesting.
And just, you know, through the draft and some other things, kind of fill the holes in other positions.
We'll see how it happens, Rod. I appreciate you as always, my brother. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay.
1-800-636-1067. See, and look, I love Rod's transparency and his honesty, right? I'm the same way. I know how I do it. I'm a man first. I'm going to give you everything I got. I ain't always going to be right. But you know I'm going to have some conviction behind what the hell I say. Look, I get the fantasy that you all have. I get lining up in training camp with T. Higgins opposite Terry McLaurin. We'll have the entire damn national media out in Ashburn. It'll be a circus. I get it. It'll be beautiful. Rod mentioned the availability of T. Higgins. Last two seasons, T. Higgins has missed 10 games. That, to me, is why I go, ah, I don't know. Now, this year in 12 games, he went off, right? To have 911 yards and 10 tubs in 12 games is, you can't beat that type of production. But I look at it like this, man. When you tie up that type of money into a guy, there is a level of expectation I have in terms of your availability. Point blank, period. And it's no personal knock against T. I'm sure he's a great guy. He's had some soft tissue injuries that, to me, as a 26-year-old wide receiver, worries me as you get into your older years. Is that going to be something that impacts you long term? And I've got a serious question about it. But my bigger reason for not wanting to go after T. Higgins, and I've kind of already listed it for you, we already have Terry. Look at the way the contenders across the National Football League are built. They don't have that type of capital tied up at the wide receiver position. They just don't. They just don't. Minnesota, with Justin Jefferson, they go out and draft Jordan Addison. You think Jordan Addison is going to get a second contract from the Minnesota Vikings? Probably not, because he's out, because he's going to outplay the market value, and they're not going to pay two number one wide receivers. You look at San Francisco, a team that before this year was largely considered a contender. It's a one-man band out in San Fran. It's Brandon Ayuk. Kansas City is the example I keep going back to. Kansas City hasn't had a number one wide receiver for a couple of years now. Why do you think they got off of Tyreek Hill? Because when you've got 15 under center, doesn't really matter who you have out at wide receiver. Now, I get it, right? It obviously matters. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you get the point that I'm trying to make here. You all look, it's like putting an outfit together, man. It's like wearing a pair of red bottoms in a Hanes t-shirt. It doesn't go together. So to me, it's very easy in terms of what Washington should do. It's all about going out and bargain bin shopping. And coming up, we'll get into Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six wide receivers that Washington should target. We'll get to that coming up momentarily. But, man, I want to continue to go on the phones with this. 1-800-636-1067. It is a free agent crop at wide receiver that isn't filled with a bunch of sexy star-studded names. But when you think about Washington already having their bona fide number one in Terry McLaurin, how rich will you ultimately have to get at wide receiver? Kevin is in Centerville. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, Linnell?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Love the show, man. You keep it real for all of us, right? You keep our feet on the ground, and that's what we need to hear. And that's the thing is that, you know, you're right. Like the three that are out there that like everybody's talking about in terms of going and getting, they all have their flaws. You know, some are too expensive, some are injury riddled, and you know, you can't do that. So I'm fine with like a Nick Westbrook Akine, you know, going out and getting him, bargaining. And then, you know, we got a second and third round pick. You know, if there's a right wide receiver for the right price, you go and you let Adam Peters do his thing and talent evaluate and get somebody there. Or you let him trade back a couple picks and pick up a couple more so that he can have more shots at the dartboard. But I agree with you. The lines. I want offensive line. I want defensive line to build up around this young guy and then you know, what's the next year? I haven't taken a look, but what's next year's, you know, potential free agents? There might be somebody the next year that.
Yeah, Terry McLaurin going to be one of them if you don't get him signed to a contract.
Right.
Kevin, I appreciate your call as always, brother. I think, and look, I give you all the benefit of the doubt. We have fun, we kid, we joke, we bust each other's chops. But, like, in reality, man, there is a such thing as responsible team building and irresponsible team building. I think going out and paying T. Higgins $30 million annually would be irresponsible. That's just my thought. Now, I don't know what Adam Peters and the powers that be in Ashburn are thinking. But I think if you look at the track record of Adam Peters and company, going back to San Francisco, think about what they made Brandon Ayuk do to get his deal. They weren't really too pleased with going out and having to pay Brandon Ayuk number one wide receiver money after ponying up money for Deebo Samuel. It's just not the way that I think they want a team build. Adam Peters and company said it from day one. They are going to identify commanders. Who is a commander? I think T. Higgins fits the profile, but the price tag is too steep. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. There are a couple of names that I'm really interested in that aren't sexy Neiman Marcus red bottom type of wide receivers. If you pick up what I'm putting down, and as I continue to say, you don't necessarily need that type of wide receiver. When we come back, we'll continue to run through your calls. Then I'll give you my top six wide receivers the Commanders must target coming up in free agency. That's next on The Fan. The number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's a Thursday night edition of Overtime as we take you up to 10 o'clock. A lot more to get to. Former Redskins tight end Logan Paulson going to join the program in the 8 o'clock hour, part two of my sit down with him. We'll ask him the question we're asking you at 1-800-636-1067. How should the Washington Commanders address the wide receiver position? Most folks you talk to, they're going to list wide receiver as probably the third or second biggest need on this football team as they get geared up for 2025. I continue to believe that maybe, just maybe, the way that the fan base wants to address wide receiver, maybe, just maybe, that's not the responsible way to go. When I look at this crop of free agents in at the wide receiver spot in this year's free agent class, T. Higgins, obviously, top of the market. But he is expected to demand $30 million per. And I continue to believe that there's no way in hell Washington does this. And I don't have much to go off of, but I look at the track record of San Francisco over the past couple of years. They didn't really spend big, top-of-the-market money at the wide receiver position. They just haven't. And Brandon Ayuk this past offseason had to scratch and claw and get Jaden Daniels in trouble just to get a contract. So I don't know necessarily how AP and company view the position, but I think they are responsible spenders. For as much money as they have, it doesn't mean you just go out and overpay guys. And I'm here to tell you, as good as T. Higgins is when he's healthy, paying him $30 million annually is irresponsible. He has missed 10 games the past 2 years. That's a lot of damn football. That's a lot of damn bench warming for a guy that can't stay healthy. That's not a bench warmer for a guy commanding $30 million. Your best ability is availability, and T simply isn't available enough. He's missed 10 games on paper, right? 5 in 2024, 5 in 2023. But in reality, is really closer to 12 or 13 games, because there were several games where T. Higgins is dealing with a soft tissue injury, suits up for the game, is active, and then gets pulled in the first quarter or first half. So you might as well be a DNP. You pick up what I'm putting down. My number one concern with T isn't even the money. It's the health. See, if he was healthy every year, commanding $30 million annually, I think my tune would be a little bit different on the entire situation, because there's a trust factor there. See, next offseason, well, I think it happens this offseason, Terry McLaurin is due for new money. And I should know this because my Madden franchise, they always try to make him hit free agency. I hate that in Madden you can't pay a year in advance like you can in the NFL. But Terry McLaurin, next offseason is going to be an unrestricted free agent. If I'm Washington, that's probably the first thing I do this offseason is extend Terry McLaurin. And if I know what I think I know, Terry McLaurin, based on the season he's had, based on what he's meant to the franchise, is going to get top-of-the-market money. You can't pay two guys top-of-the-market money at the same position. Didn't we learn our lesson with Deron Payne and John Allen? It is not responsible team building. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. How should Washington address the wide receiver position? Are you shopping at Neiman Marcus? Or are you going to Fashion Over Men's getting you a 2-for-1 special? I'm wearing a Fashion Over Men's jacket right now. 1-800-636-1067. Jesse is in Alexandria. What's going on?
Hey, man. First off, appreciate you taking my call.
For sure, brother.
Honestly, dude, I am spot on with you. I think we need to build out of the trenches, get some big boys. I'm going to keep it short and sweet, and that's there. I'm more focused on re-signing Terry next year. Appreciate it, my man.
Hey, man, Jesse, I appreciate you as always. Short and sweet, man. Get right to the point. Look, I'm glad I brought up the Terry McLaurin thing, because I don't know. That's why I said I give y'all the benefit of the doubt sometimes. I don't know if the casual Commanders fan understands that Terry McLaurin is up for a new deal next summer. And I keep putting it this way. He's up for a new deal next summer, right? But I would bet a month's worth of rent. That's a lot of damn money, by the way. I bet a month's worth of rent that Terry gets paid this offseason instead of next offseason. They're not going to let him be disgruntled and frustrated. No, you nip it in the bud. You got the bread. Go pay the man. Point blank. With that being said, Terry is going to get top of the market money. T is requesting top of the market money. I'm going with Scary. That's the best way that I could put it. He is the wide receiver Washington should be trying to throw big money at, not one of these Jags out on the market. We keep mentioning T. Higgins. He is going to cost you north of $30 million per. In a moment here, we'll get to Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six wideouts that the Commanders should be going after. Let's just put it this way. T is commanding $30-plus million. The second-best wide receiver on the market, I think, is a toss-up between Stephon Diggs and Chris Godwin. I think I'm more inclined to start looking at those two and their price tag. But the thing about those two guys, right, this is why good players don't hit free agency. They also have a super spotty injury track record. How do Adam Peters and company ultimately address the wide receiver position? Are they spending big? Are they penny pinching? Herb is in Lorton. What's going on, Herb?
Hey, man, how we doing?
Good, brother. How you doing?
So, good. So, look, man, with me, I'm all about this, man. You got to bring elite talent to the team. I don't particularly care too much about the money. I don't want to start out, well, let's go and win in the trenches, because we've been there, done that with Chase Young and Sweat and Payne and Allen and then for Darian Mathis. We were trying to build in the trenches. Our defense sucked. So what we have to do is let's go out and get talent, because that's what Philly is doing. That's what the good teams are doing. We got to help this dude. We got to help Daniels and maximize his skill set by bringing him some talent. Let's be honest. Terry is good, but Terry isn't great. right?
Hold on, Slim. Let me voice it.
What I mean by that is I need a 10-catch guy that's going to give me $150, right? Terry not that dude. Terry
what?
Makes 20. Hold on.
I hear you.
Look at the stat. Look at the stat. I need you to show me, and I'm going to listen respectfully because I love your show. How many games did Terry give 10 catches in 100? I just want you to...
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. And I'm going to patiently listen to you as you look that up. And that's all I'm saying. And also, mm-hmm. Terry is our number one. Terry plays with so much heart and emotions. He does more for this team and this city than just catch 10 balls, I understand. But every now and then, we need that goon. We need that guy
sure.
that's going to get us 10 and 130. I'll wait until you show me.
So here's the thing, and I think you make an interesting point, Herb. I love you tapping in as always. It's not him not having those 10-catch games, Herb, ain't because of Terry. It's because of the offense. He is an elite wide receiver, man. I think this season should have put to bed any sort of discourse around Terry not being a top five, top seven guy.
I agree.
The production speaks for itself, man. It may not have been as many 10-catch games as you wanted, but you look throughout the postseason, it was damn near 20 touchdowns. You can't argue with that level of production, Herb. I appreciate you tapping in as always, brother. Enjoy your rest of your weekend. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's amazing because this is what I said. It's no beef against Herb. Herb is just like the rest of you all, right? I give y'all the benefit of the doubt. Y'all are passionate. But sometimes your emotions get in the way of logic. Herb brought up the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, good example, I guess. But here's the thing with Philadelphia. Each and every year, they devote premium capital into their trenches. Offensive line, defensive line. Now, Philly's got a cheat code with the offensive line because Jeff Stoutland is the best offensive line coach in America. At any level, pro, college, high school, you name it. So they're always going to have biggins up front on the O-line. On the defensive line, he brought up the way we tried to team build before through the trenches. And I think it's an interesting point to bring up because if you're a scorn lover, and some of you all suffer from SLS, as I like to say all the time, scorn lover syndrome, you've been here before, right? You've gone and drafted the trenches high. But here's the thing. You had idiots at the controls before. You had jags at the controls before. Now, you got Big AP in charge. That blue-eyed, handsome devil, for my money, is the best talent evaluator in football. He's going to hit on draft picks. So I don't need to go spend big money at wide receiver. That's just not how I'm viewing it. And look, I understand the wide receiver market in free agency, the best way that I can describe it is top heavy. There are a lot of marquee names at the top that have injury history, but the question is going to be, how much do you want to end up spending? Top of the 8 o'clock hour coming up here in our nation's capital here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you to 10 o'clock. A lot more to get to as we continue to sift through the big-time decisions the Commanders are going to have to make this offseason, including at wide receiver. Ben Solak of ESPN projects the Commanders to be the team that ends up with T. Higgins at $30-plus million per year. Would you be on board for that? And then if not, how should Washington ultimately address the wide receiver position? Your call's next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.